Here is a look at Southwestern Wisconsin sports for this Tuesday. Plenty of high school events going on tonight. During Weston High School Homecoming Week, they are hosting the Ithaca Bulldogs tonight in volleyball. Wazika Steuben is playing at Seneca, North Crawford at Lafarge Youth Initiative, and Kickapoo is visiting DeSoto among the matches. Potosi is at Cassville, Shoalsburg at Belmont, River Ridge at Benton and the Six Rivers, Luther plays at Westby, Judah at Barneveld, and Belleville at Wisconsin Heights. Reedsburg is at Edgewood and Baraboo at Wanakee. Fort Atkinson travels to Portage. Toma at Holman. Aquinas plays at Sparta and Southwestern at East Dubuque. High school boys soccer tonight. Adams Friendship is at Mauston. DeForest at Baraboo. Wisconsin Dells at Black River Falls. Melrose Mindoro. Stoughton plays Reedsburg. It's also Fort Atkinson at Sauk Prairie. Platteville Lancaster visits Sugar River. Lake Mills at Dodgeville Mineral Point. Lakeside Lutheran travels to River Valley this evening. And Wisconsin Heights Barneveld plays at Richland Center. That is a 5 o'clock kickoff time today. We'll have the matchup on WRCO beginning with our pregame time around 4:45. The Hornets have been off to some well-played matches in the early going. Here's Coach Tom Stadler.
We have Giovanni Cerna back at forward, and he's paired up there with Connor Stoltz up front. Connor's supplying an incredible amount of speed for us this year.
Hornet boys soccer coach Tom Stadler, his team playing Wisconsinites Barneveld in a non-conference game today. And then they will play at Dodgeville, coming up against Dodge Point on Thursday night when they return to conference play. The Hornets are 1-0 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. We have bowling scores to recap from the Major Bowling League, which had its first week this week, the first of 32 weeks. Vanity Fur Grooming had the top series, 33-89. Cardinal CG, a 33-85. And Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 33-70. High Game Honors, Cardinal CG, a 1,202. Vanity Fur Grooming, an 1,195. New York Life, 1,180. Top series, Steve Winger, a 6-94. Corey Swanson, with a 6-36, Jason Cornell, a 6-34. Top game, Steve Winger with a 2-43, Todd Gruber and Will Barassa with 2-34s, and Corey Swanson with a 2-32 in Major Bowling League action. Well, the Texas Rangers center fielder Michael Hellman had a Grand Slam home run and doubled and drove in all five of his team's runs Monday night. At the same time, Brewer hitters were shut out in a 5-0 loss. There was certainly a positive. That was having Christian Yelich back after a 5-game absence.
Great day for him. Came up kind of empty. Got one hit, but he hit two other balls that, you know, they're homers in some parks. Vaughn hit a couple screechers, and, you know, Bryce hit the first ball of the game. That looked like that's a hit in a lot of parks, but it's part of it.
Jose Quintana was Milwaukee's losing pitcher. The offense was mostly quiet, with Blake Perkins getting two of his team's six hits. Chad Patrick starts the second game of the series for the Brewers coming up this evening. The Cubs lost by a final of 4-1 to Atlanta. Philadelphia 1-0 over the Mets. Washington 15, Miami 7. San Francisco beat Arizona 11-5. San Diego 4, Cincinnati 3. And the Dodgers topped Colorado by a final of 3-1. In the American League, Cleveland 10, Kansas City 2. Boston 7-0 over the Athletics. Minnesota beat the Angels 12-3. It was Texas 5, Milwaukee 0, and Seattle 4-2 over St. Louis in those interleague games from baseball yesterday. The Packers just don't lose NFL season openers played at Lambeau Field. In fact, the win over the Lions ties a league record with 13 straight home game victories to open the season. The record was first set by the Miami Dolphins between 1976 and 1988. Green Bay head coach Matt LaFleur led his team to 7 of those season opening wins. Well, you can't say the same for the Bears with opening games at home. J.J. McCarthy threw 2 fourth-quarter touchdown passes and ran for another in his long-awaited NFL debut, and the Minnesota Vikings rallied for a season-opening 27-24 win over the Bears. Bears. Chicago's Caleb Williams had his first career rushing touchdown and threw for his score in Ben Johnson's first game as the Bears coach. McCarthy delivered down the stretch after struggling through the first three quarters. The Vikings and coach Kevin O'Connell are counting on the former Michigan star after he missed his rookie season due to a knee injury, and he delivered when it mattered. Well, as far as the Badgers, Wisconsin football coach Luke Fickell won't rule out Billy Edwards Jr. as his starting quarterback for this Saturday's game against Alabama. Edwards was knocked out of the action with a lower leg injury 2 weeks ago. Fickell says the coaches will have to protect him from himself. He tells Sports Illustrated the transfer QB always wants to go. The Badgers have a pretty good fallback position after backup Danny O'Neill's outstanding performance against Middle Tennessee in the last game. Coach Fickell talked about the team getting ready.
Well, this is one of those ones that I know guys, you know, had circled for many reasons, right? Obviously, the way things went last year, but also for the idea, like, look, there's nothing more that you want to do as a competitor than be in the biggest games and the biggest competition out there. And to go to Alabama to play in front of that crowd, to go down there to play, you know, in the SEC country, I think that there's not a guy within our program that isn't say that's one of the reasons why they're here.
And he says the coaches won't have any problem getting the team fired up.
Last week, you know, on a Monday and a Tuesday, there was a coach that was prodding guys and making sure they understood the urgency and the things that we had to be able to do every single day in practice. That won't be the case this week.
The Badgers travel to Alabama coming up on Saturday. You can hear the action on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 37 points and grabbed 10 rebounds, leading Greece to an 84-79 win over Israel in the Eurobasket tournament. Greece is tied with Italy for first place in its tournament group. Giannis's native country meets Lithuania next. The game will tip off at 5 a.m. Milwaukee time, 1 p.m. in Latvia this week. Also, we remind you that coming up today, we'll have high school soccer on WRCO, FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. That means our news will start earlier on the radio, right around 4:30. And again, kickoff time at 5 o'clock for that high school event, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Phil Nee for Sports.